Welcome to the Diesel Power Products Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything between owning, operating, or building a diesel pickup. We post new episodes every Wednesday.
Oh, we are red. Hello, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry freaking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy almost New Year.
Almost New Year.
We're there. Hopefully you can hear us better. Last week we had some sound stuff going on. We're working. We're
some
making it better.
Yeah.
Some malfunctions. We're going to make it better, though. I mean, this is the worst intro I've ever done in my life.
We're telling our guys downstairs to don't come in and bother us because we're doing the podcast. So.
One of these times we'll pick the camera up and show you the rest of the room to see the kind of how chaotic things get around here sometimes.
Hey, maybe next year we'll get a background.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Anyhow, welcome to this week's episode. This is the Diesel Power Products Podcast. I am Ben. This is
Tyler.
And I will say your beard is looking
bitchin'. Thank you.
So good. Yes. I trimmed mine off. I figured it was time. My wife wouldn't kiss me anymore. And
let her go. I shaved it off. And my wife was like, "What?" She wanted me to shave it. Then I shaved it. And she was like, "No."
Take it back.
I'm not going to wait like
she wasn't
2 months.
Anyhow, so today, if you have seen the title, it is Old School, Still Cool. This is a new series. This is a second series that we're starting. Mm-hmm. I know we're getting confusing here, but it all makes sense. We got a second series starting here. And it's basically all of those trucks, I would say, pre-98. These trucks are 20 years old.
20.
They're a little old. Still cool, in my opinion. Still cool in a lot of people's opinions. So, and they're really good for those folks that are maybe starting to get into their,
absolutely,
their diesel life, diesel adventure.
I mean, these are trucks that you could pick up anywhere from $1,000 to, I mean, maybe on the high end of like, gosh, a high end on like a 98, say, or like a 97 Power Stroke. I mean, you're not going to pay over 15 at this point. Maybe, if you find a super clean one.
I because mean, I'm always hunting for OBS trucks, yes. You can spend more than that, but in general, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, budget-wise, it's a truck that is going to be fairly affordable for pretty much anybody on anybody. Again, I mean, anywhere from $1,000. Like, I picked up my Suburban with a 6.2 for $1,300.
I mean,
that's cheap.
And you have a diesel vehicle, and I don't.
Yeah, still a diesel. So.
Inherently cooler than me, no matter what.
Yeah, so they're still cool, man. There's a ton of stuff you can still do to these. Obviously, there's some platforms, a little less you can do. Some of them, there's like one thing you can do, but it's one really cool thing. But you can still build, like, for instance, a 12 valve, like a P7100 12 valve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sky's the limit. What kind of horsepower you want to build? What kind of build you want to? I mean, they're still very versatile. You can still build them for multiple different sort of tasks, towing, racing, or whatever. On those ones, mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily race a 6.2 or 6.5. But,
unless you're racing another 6.2 or 6.5.
Or like a golf cart.
Yeah.
Or like a Segway.
If you've got 20 minutes to spare.
Yeah. So this series is all going to be about trucks that are basically pre-98. So pre-common rail on Cummins, like OBS in before on the Fords, and GM, sorry, but they kind of drew the short straw. They don't really have like...
Well, they came to the game late, but they're killing it now, so you can't really beat GM.
Yeah. So they've got the 6.2, 6.5 Detroit for the GMs. Those are kind of the ones that we're going to be sticking with throughout this series. But again, there's still some cool stuff you can do to them. And if you're on a budget, you can't really beat it.
You can have a lot of fun. And if the name of the game is, you know, you want a diesel pickup, you want to be, you know, part of the diesel family or whatnot, which I'm not part of right now, so I hate myself. But I'm going to go on a tangent here. Apparently, my rants get dark, and I am not sorry. I'm bringing the real life hammer to this podcast, and that's what you're going to get.
Truth hammers.
Truth hammers that are slightly depressing. But
that's all right.
I'll be that guy. That's fine.
Yeah, that's
it. But if you want to, you know, I want a diesel truck. Let's get started. I want that, you know, all clanky. It's a little smoky. Has a little bit of an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, not going to win any races, but I can pull whatever I want pretty much for the time being. And it gets your foot in the door. You kind of get the whole diesel thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to find them pretty cheap.
Yeah.
One of the other beautiful things, if they're all pre-98, they're all, like I said, over 20 years old.
Yeah.
They're full of issues.
Yeah.
Just like the meme states, like, I like my cars, like I like my girls.
Yeah. You know,
25 years old, full of issues.
Seriously. I've never heard that one, but that's a good
really?
One.
Really?
No, I haven't. I swear.
Okay.
I haven't. Hey, you know.
Wow, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
all right. There's something new every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're all going to be old, and that means, all right, you may get into it for a low cost.
Yeah.
But it, just like a 25-year-old girl full of issues, you're going to pay for it later.
I thought you made that up, and I was going to give you credit for that. That's pretty awesome.
I did not make it up.
You did not make it up.
But it's stuff that you wouldn't normally deal in a newer truck, like my driver's seat fell out the door when I got out too fast one time because the bolts rusted out.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
These are, and we're going to try and go over some of that stuff, like a teaser, I guess, for like the OBS guys, the 7.3 Power Show guys. There are common rust spots issues with the chrome around the front windshield and stuff like that that I didn't know about until I bought one, because the truck was 100% rust free except for that one spot, and it made my life a living hell.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of those kind of things, and hopefully we can pass along some knowledge with you. And we're going to, I want to learn some stuff too. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about a little later too. But
yeah.
I think we're all learning here. We're learning how to do podcasts and learning new stuff about diesel pickups and diesel trucks. And hopefully you guys are learning stuff too. So it's teamwork.
Teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Did you just make that up?
No.
That's I've never heard that before.
You haven't heard that before? Wow. Wow. Oh.
That's how it feels, huh?
Yeah, that's how it feels. So
we are also still looking for a beer sponsor.
Yes. Absolutely.
We like free beer.
Yes, we do. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't, really, yeah. So I also just realized I completely forgot our intro because I was messing around with my phone.
Yeah.
Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, you can find us on all of those as per usual. If you leave a 5-star review on iTunes, screenshot, send it in to BenDieselPowerProducts.com. We will send you a dank meme and a shirt. I've got 2 emails today, and I'm going to get those shirts sent out. And we actually, my guy Ben McPherson up in Alaska, we got him set up, one of our listeners. He asked me for a spicy meme.
Ooh, spicy.
I've got 3 days to come up with one. And they're getting real dark real fast. And I love where it's going. So, Ben, I hope you don't have soft feelings because it's coming hot.
Yeah, you're
going
to get a really weird letter from me. No.
Yeah, like your whole entire back is going to sweat.
Yeah.
Your butt crack all the way up to your head.
Yep.
That's how we judge things. And my dad just tuned in. Thanks for watching about butt sweat.
Yeah. So, this is like kind of that weird, like, I keep on seeing the little meme, like, I don't know, they're memes, but they're like phrases online where it's like, this is that weird time between Christmas and New Year's where like, nobody knows what day it is.
What day is it? What time is it? Is it Christmas? Is it New Year's?
So it sounds like we're a little off or whatever. Well, it's because it's that time in between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. So figure it out. Get it straight.
Yeah.
So that is our new series that we're going to start. Make sure you tune in because we are also, we've got other previous episodes that will probably help you on that. If you're wanting to build a tow rig, you're wanting to start off a build, not sure where to go. Some of the episodes I think that we're going to have in the future, we're going to talk about the future real quick here because it's not here yet.
Yeah.
So the future, I definitely, we're going to start, want to do that 10K series.
Yes.
So I think we're going to start a 10K series where it's, you've got a, you know, we'll do it for probably every generation of truck maybe, but for the next one we have on the dock, it's going to be like 03 to 07, 59 common rail. You've got that truck, you've done the basics, intake, tuner, exhaust, lift pump.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 10 grand, what's next?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do that for every generation of truck, or at least every section, like a LMM and a LLY and an LBZ and a LB7.
Absolutely.
And, you know, old body style 7.3, new body style 7.3, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a really cool episode, a really cool series I've got going on there. Now, we're going to start kind of moving on here. We're going to we were going to do a recap episode of everything, and then we were told by our shipping guy, Jerry, that we're not allowed to do that until we hit 100 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, so we got a little ways to go.
So we got a long ways to go. We're at 22. But I do want to kind of, this is a very big year for the podcast, obviously, because it started. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's big for you and I, and it's been a lot of fun, so I'm really happy that we're doing this to begin with.
Absolutely.
And I like where it's going. I think there's some good microphones in our future, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I keep making the boobs gesture, but I don't know why, because I figure
microphone areas like happens right here.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on iTunes and you know what I look like, you'll know the gesture that I'm making.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to learn more.
Yeah.
I think you and I both learned a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to say this for later, but I guess we'll just jump into it now. The last episode that we had with Leon from Dynamite Diesel, super informative, even for a guy like me, who's, you know, I've been in it for quite a while on you know, the performance side of things, but there's aspects of like UCC that I didn't know. that was really, really super informative from Lenny, just to kind of get a feel for how things go and what it takes to get a rig to actually compete in that. I mean, it is the World Series or the World Championship of diesel motorsport. So it's, and that's where all the guys are kind of, you know, putting out the best of the best, you know, they're trying to make as much as they can as far as power. Super cool, like as far as those, how he swaps frames and that sort of thing. Like, that's pretty interesting.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like I want to see it. I want to look at it and see like, okay, where's this and where's that? Like, I want to see it.
It's one of those things where eventually at one point someone was like, if we want to be really competitive at this, we can't have three trucks, but we can have three of the rears.
Yeah.
And there's probably one guy that was like, you can't do that. That's crazy. You can't do that. And the other guy was like, wash me, bro.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, here we go.
And then now everybody's doing it.
Yeah, quick change rear frame. I was going to say quick change rear end because that's actually a thing. No, this is rear frame. So that was super cool and super informative. It was cool to have a guy like Lenny come on. He was our first guest. Hopefully not our last.
Yeah.
Hopefully didn't scare him away.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully he still likes us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Will you still be my friend, Lenny? I still want to be your friend.
Who wouldn't want to be that big bear's friend? Please.
I'll be honest. Every time I see Lenny, I want to give him a hug, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he could kill me, but I still give him a hug. So one thing I do want to ask the viewers here is anybody who's watching, we're going to answer some live questions, but if there's whoever's watching, what did you learn anything? Did you?
Hopefully
you learned at least something. You learned that I have a weird affinity with dank memes and butt sweat.
Yeah.
That's one thing I hope you learned from me.
Yeah.
You learned that Tyler loves 6.2 diesels, unfortunately. And then we both drive Suburbans, and cool. I have dark, mediocre rants about depression. That was a dark, mediocre.
Jesus. Just killing it over there.
I need a diesel back in my life.
Seriously. You just need to go drive my Suburban around for a little bit.
Yeah. So we're going to transition to, as far as like we had a recap just now, kind of a little bit of 2018 stuff. I think for me the biggest thing about 2018 is I got to interact with a lot of 7.3 guys.
Yes.
I come to work every day, and I'm the only 7.3 guy here.
Yeah.
I love my coworkers. I also hate my coworkers.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only 7.3 guy.
It's like, oh, okay, you're calling about a 7.3? Ben.
Yeah. We walk in, we get a beer, like, a, you know, there's a 7.3 guy. What an idiot.
Yeah.
And I still love you guys.
Yeah.
We start talking about stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I love common rail stuff. That's cool. Hey, I got a question about 7.3s. And Lenny's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. And then we talk about 7.3 stuff, and it's happy. But
yeah.
I got a little recognition there, and I'm not... not trying to pat me on the back here and say like we're famous or something like that, but I had a couple of people email like, hey, it's really cool to see someone in the industry in the somewhat public eye that's a 7.3 fan.
Yeah, I mean, it. As much as I don't want to say this, and as much as I don't actually think this is true, obviously, but it's almost kind of like a, I don't want to say a dying breed, but it's like it's just being, it's been replaced. By something newer.
There's so many better things out there, and I'll be the first one to tell you. I will say, though, if you're a 7.3 diehard, everyone's like, 7.3 is the best, they were ever breathed or anything better, you're an idiot, because there's so much better out there.
There is.
But as far as, you know, having heart and, like, a, you know, a truck that just, they're fun to me. I like tinkering with them. I think they're really cool. It was cool to get emails from guys about that. It made me feel kind of good. It made me feel not so bad about being a 7.3 guy surrounded by a whole bunch of...
They're cool trucks. Other than the 6.7, that's probably the truck that I would own if I was a good buy. If I were, you know, to stoop down to that level and buy a Ford.
See what I'm talking about? This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's just a whole bunch of underhanded like fingers up to the bottom of your ribs. Like, hey, it's good to see you. Boom, right in the ribs. Every day, never stops.
I have zero room to talk. I literally drive like one of the slowest, oldest. Like, the only thing I got going for me is this square body Chevy. That's cool.
And it has 35s on it.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So it was really cool, and I think my person of interest that I started following on Instagram, maybe
I saw
going back and forth, Kevin Calloway with your compound at 7.3. That's the thing I learned the most. I learned
a thing
that
of beauty.
You can compound at 7.3, and it is badass.
And you can make it look cool.
And you can make it look cool. Kevin Calloway, you win my... I don't even know if this is an award. You win my 7.3 boner of the year. What do you want to call it?
I'll see Weird On Award.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but you
won
it. Yeah. So, Tyler, Tell me about your, what do you think for 2018-2019?
So I'm excited. We've got some things in the works as far as episodes that we've talked about for a while that I think are going to actually like come into fruition, which I'm not going to tell you about now, but I'm just going to, hopefully you're just getting jacked inside. So we've got some cool things happening there. Heck, man, I'm even excited about all the, like, Ford came out with a half-ton diesel. Like, what's next? Like, what are they going to, I mean, what more? I mean, everybody's coming out with half-tons, so half-tons, I'm hoping to see those expand into a just as big of a market as the three-quarter tons. Mm-hmm. Which would be cool, because, I mean, they do fit kind of a hole in the market.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my half-ton. I still have a half-ton diesel. So, they're, you know, there's a, they've got a following.
I just had a weird glimpse into the future, because I do think that smaller turbocharged diesel engines are going to start taking more shape in cars, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they do already. I know they're out there, but I think it's going to become more mainstream.
Well, especially with the transmissions that they're using. Yeah. 8-speed, 10-speed.
What if we're on the brink of something like that coming out, like in our time in the industry, you know, like 5-10 years from now, we're not just going to be selling parts for these trucks that are now 30 years old.
Yeah.
But we're going to be selling go-fast parts for these, you know, I got a 2025, you know, Cavalier with a 1.9 turbo diesel in it, and I want to make 330 horsepower.
Like what?
And we're going to be like, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, like we talked about with the episode with Lenny, it's... Like back in the day, with all these old hot rods and all these cars came out, it was horsepower wars.
Mm-hmm.
Every manufacturer was trying to beat the other manufacturer as far as making more power, I would say efficiency is kind of out the window back in the day. But nowadays, it's power and efficiency, trying to make it as powerful as possible while keeping it as efficient as possible. And that's what you see all these manufacturers doing for the last like 3 years. It's been like Powerstroke, Cummins, Powerstroke, Duramax. Like they just continually improve on their technology and are making more and more horsepower to these trucks. I mean, like, what's an L5P right now out of the box? 400 some odd horsepower?
It's over 4. Well, I mean, a 6.7 Cummins or Powerstroke, 411 to the wheels.
That's crazy. That's crazy. My 6.2 was like 80 horsepower to the wheels. 80. Like, that's, I mean, made it into three numbers yet. Like, that's outrageous. So it's just that I think is super, super cool. Even if the manufacturers aren't like posting out that they're doing it, they're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing
it. You know, you got to hand it to like, and this is kind of somewhat off topic, but like Dodge, like Ram, like the Elephant engine, or like the Hellcat or the Demon. Like, thanks for bringing it back, guys. Thanks for bringing back hot rods.
Yeah,
like that is just so epic.
They're making America great again.
They're making the car industry great again. Yes,
and I'm not even a Mopar guy. Yeah. I was never like one of those. That's Mopar, no car, something like that.
If you guys haven't seen the Elephant engine, it is 1,000 horsepower crate motor. You can just buy and just put it in. Crazy. Love it. Horsepower wars. Keep it going, manufacturers. I hope we see more of that in 2019. And I'm actually excited, too, for the new body style of the Ram, because they're due for a new body style upgrade.
It's true.
So that should be coming out as well for 2020.
Right on. Well, we knew this wasn't going to be a long episode. We're going to keep it short and sweet, because me and Tyler could honestly ramble all day, because we have a keg up here.
Yeah.
But neither of our wives would be happy about that, because they know exactly where to find us. And you can't tell if I'm wearing pants or not.
Yeah. So there.
So take that, America.
So yeah, guys, check us out for these series that we're doing. We're super excited about these, especially this one, just because it kind of caters to a whole different group of individuals. Like, it seems like the diesel industry is kind of pushing towards like all these super expensive trucks. Like, you can't get into a diesel truck without spending $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. You certainly can. And yeah, a lot of these older trucks do come with their issues. You're gonna have to fix some things, but in the long, I mean, depending on what you buy, it may be worse, it may be better, whatever. But you can still have fun with doing it, and that's essentially what it's all about. It's
quality of life,
especially if you love diesel and you want to get into diesel and you don't have a ton of money, check out these older options. And again, we're going to have series that are going to be specific to these, so we'll go way more in depth, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll probably do a whole episode just for the VE pump guys, and then a whole episode just for the piece of pump guys.
I think that would take up a whole episode.
We got to do it justice, because
Let's just face it. Out of the group. I mean, that those two are like, those are your golden rigs to get.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those first gens, man. Those first gens. And I've said this before. The price on them is outrageous nowadays. They're like turning into like classic car stuff now. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't pick one up. One of the. I mean, you could buy like 8 of my Suburbans for one of those VE trucks.
Who needs 8 Suburbans? That'd be hilarious.
fuck, Partridge, man. I probably need at least three or four.
But that's true. Anyhow, the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching for all these episodes. I'm really excited to bring you guys some cool content in the future. To sum it all up, we're going to get better mics, and we're going to get better, and we're going to make you better.
Yeah.
And happy That's New my
Year.
Promise.
Be safe.
Happy New Year. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, Mahana Kwanzaa, or Merry Festivus.
I was going to say something, but
yeah,
we'll just keep that to me and us when that camera goes off.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Have a great New Year. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. For all of your diesel performance needs, be sure to visit us at dieselpowerproducts.com.